Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Friday, June 11th, 2021. Thank you for joining me today. It will be a short show. Shorter, definitely, than we normally do, but shorter than even the ones you're thinking right now that might be 2 hours short. It's going to be a shorter show today, focused on a very specific topic that you guys have, I've been talking about on this show, I mean, since the beginning of all of this, since the very beginning of all of this, and in fact, since the beginning of this study when this was first released in the end of 2020, but more importantly, around the larger discussion of why everything this is a violation of informed consent. And that's what I mean. Talking about this from the very beginning. But when this comes out, this study we're going to get into today, it shows very clearly that there's a lot of things that are not being shown to people. They're not meeting informed consent. And this discussion is particularly around, specifically today, around antibody-dependent enhancement and the very obvious potential risk that's been found by more than one scientific study, peer-reviewed science. And yet somehow, you know, randomly, all these really, you know, dull fact checkers doing their due diligence are either somehow unable to find this, and I'll show you how easy it is with a simple search, or they're not even looking, or they don't care that it's there. That's the only options I can consider. And in regard to the option of not even looking, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are just blindly ignoring other things that are out there, but this is what we discussed before. I do think that's part of it. But these are people, in my opinion, not necessarily pointing to any one person in particular, but these are people in general, that group I'm talking about, that believe things are the truth, not because they've proven it with science, not because it's been shown to them in an experiment in front of their eyes, but because authority says that's the truth. Now, yes, in that mindset, they go, oh, well, that's because they did science and because they proved it. But they don't do that. They don't see that. They don't go through the due diligence. They go, oh, authority said this was the case. Therefore, it is real. Now, let's say authority says masks don't need to be worn. And then they go, okay, so science says and the authority says, and that's the fact. And if you disagree, you're crazy. And then months later, they come back around and go, oh, but you do, though, because science says. And they go, oh, well, authority said you do. So now you have to. Now, where in that moment do they go, were they wrong before? So why would I trust them now if they can be wrong about what they're so clearly? And you get the point. That's what's happening today in a large degree. We're going to go over this specific topic of antibody-dependent enhancement, the breadth of science around that topic, and all of the different fact checkers that are not finding it, not caring that it's there, and telling you, don't worry, there's no such thing in regard to COVID-19, or at the very least, no science suggests that that's the case. And you are all probably going, I've seen this on Ryan's show 100 times. We're going to talk about it again today. But it's important to lay this out there. Now, a couple quick notes. For those that were worried about the end of the show the other night with the light outing, it was just a failure of a piece of equipment. That's all it was. That's why I was wondering why light was on and the other one was off. So that's why the light may look a little different today. I'm waiting on new lights to come in. So don't worry. Everything is okay. And there was one other thing that just slipped my mind, but let's jump into this because that we are going to be talking with Spiro after this in regard to a couple different things. Discussions about the magnogenetics discussion, about a couple other things we're going to talk about, and maybe I'll be doing a longer show after this today. We'll see if time allows. But let's just jump right into it and get into what somebody sent me that set this off. Now, I actually didn't see this. I would have talked about this a long time ago, seeing as how I'm so that specific piece of scientific research has been something that I've been so shocked that hasn't been talked about that I'll show you in a minute. So this would have been a really quick, I would have been all about this, but somehow slipped my mind somehow, right? It's just interesting how these things, the flow of information is so aggressively controlled today. This was May 26, 2021 from Reuters. Fact check. There is no evidence. That's the real key for me right there. No evidence. Now understand, evidence and proof are two different things. Evidence doesn't even necessarily have to add up to things that are actually true at the end of the day. You can have a lot of evidence that you sift through and find out that some of them are valid, relevant, some of them aren't. The point is there's evidence around this topic. Now, we're not talking about things that wouldn't be true today. There's a lot of different data points around this that are all evidence, not necessarily proof of something being the case. But to say there's no evidence is literally to suggest there's not a single scientific study that even argues this is the case. And specifically, their claim is to suggest that COVID-19 vaccines will kill people by causing antibody-dependent enhancement. And here's how they always play with these titles. Now, they could argue down the line, well, we said vaccines, they said they will do it. We're arguing that it's possible. Well, see, that's not what they want you to read this and walk away that this isn't happening. Of course, the last part says current evidence demonstrates the opposite. So they're arguing again that the current evidence demonstrates that it's not only not happening, but that we're not only not hurting people, but it's not happening at all. Well, again, we'll go through the evidence. But they're telling you not there. Not at all. No evidence. That's the important part. There's no evidence to suggest that these vaccines can kill people by antibody-dependent enhancement. Or how about they just frame it more honestly and say that it's not possibly happening, right? Because you could even take it a step further and be like, well, they're not dying from it. Can you prove that? You see what I mean? Like, these things are so, so foggy and subjective. And usually, and just like they do in this article today, we're going to show you, they sort of sidestep what they're actually fact-checking at the end, and I'll show you what I mean. So they debunk what somebody said about a point and act like that debunks the whole argument. But a baseless quote, it says, a baseless quote has been widely attributed to, you know, that famous anti-science fringe crazy conspiracy theorist, you know, the Nobel Prize winner, discoverer of HIV, a known credentialed scientist. It's just so funny how on a dime, people like Reuters can decide you're a crazy lunatic despite your credentials and history of not being because you disagree with them on something scientific. But it says this baseless quote has been widely attributed to Nobel Prize winner to claim people will die from antibody-dependent enhancement after receiving a COVID-19 jab. They say again, there is no evidence to back up this claim, nor was Reuters even able to find an instance where the laureate made the comment. Now, you see, this is about him. This secondary part is what they're actually kind of stepping into to debunk that he didn't say it the way that the Facebook posts are saying he did. Okay, well, is that one where the art? This is not about whether that Facebook guy got what he said wrong. You see, that's what they're trying to do. And that's why they deleted that very 100% accurate British Medical Journal rapid response from a doctor, because they said, oh, they were misunderstanding and misrepresenting what he said. Well, was it wrong? No, it wasn't. So you censored a doctor because some guy on Facebook was unable to grasp what he said? Think about that. So they're willing to censor us because guy over there doesn't know, but they'll say whatever the hell they want and assume that guy understands. As always, classic double standard hypocrites in the mainstream and the government. But going forward, this is what they're really debunking here, that he didn't really say it the way that they're saying he said it. Going forward, this is the post right there, and it says, Reuters was unable to find any evidence that he made those comments. So we've already stepped away from that this is even possible, but they briefly touch at it. But no, this is what they're debunking. Links include in the post also offered no evidence, extra evidence. One was a Wikipedia page for the scientist, and a second was for a video interview in which Montagnier just talks about variants and vaccines. Okay, so they posted two things that you didn't feel were relevant and you didn't care to just do a quick Google search. You know, a basic one, which I'll show you next, which is very simple. That the very first thing that comes up is the peer-reviewed science that comes to the conclusion that this is significant and serious and severe. Apparently, they just missed that in their extensive due diligence. Good job, Reuters. They gave one Wikipedia page for a scientist, and a second was for a video interview in which he talks about variants and vaccines. Now, the two-minute interview clip shows Montagnier claiming COVID-19 vaccines cause antibody-dependent enhancement. Right. In other words, they cause worse disease than before. Okay, so he said that, and the evidence shows that. So are we still debunking that that's happening, or that they misquoted him? It says, he says this is apparent by observing where, quote, the curve of vaccination is followed by the curve of deaths. Yes, somebody honest observing the reality. Now, yes, this is correlation, not actually causation, but this is a data point that is very relevant, statistically significant, that as we see vaccinations increase, what do you know? We see the deaths increase. We see the spike of problem increase as this was already declining based on seasonal issues, based on everything else. This is what we're seeing. Even if we now see it start to taper off again, well, what do you know? That meets the same basic ebb and flow of the previous vaccines like polio, where they go, look, the vaccine worked, except no, the vaccine caused a huge spike and then it went back down as it was doing before you gave the vaccine, right? This has been pointed out by historians, by researchers, by virologists, by doctors throughout history. And of course, they go fake news, anti-science, like they're doing today, despite it being a valid point. However, it says this is not accurate. Well, here's where they step in to briefly pointing to why this whole thing is fake news. Well, ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, was a concern initially contemplated by scientists creating COVID-19 vaccines. Now, actually, I forgot. I wanted to see which one they're referencing here. Ah, good. Okay, this is actually, funny enough, this is actually what I'm going to get into next. But see, this is what they point to as everything. Obviously, you know this is not the only one. This is the one that is far, far less concerning than saying we're very clearly seeing this problem, which is the science we're going to get into next after that. But it says there have been no signs of cases happening during clinical trials or the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. No signs, despite what we're going to show you saying literally the opposite. Moreover, COVID-19 vaccines have been shown to save thousands of lives. And I love this part. What does it mean it's been shown to? Has it saved lives? I mean, you see, this is the point. England alone completely guesses that the vaccines have averted more than this number, they say. Estimated. Okay, sorry. Estimated. Guessing. Let's just play semantics here. They don't know for sure. And they're saying, you based on our models and estimations, we think it saved this many lives. Well, I don't really feel good about their models and estimations so far. How about you? Or how about the fact that we're talking about deaths that are contingent on the PCR that has a huge false positive rate, or the combination of flu and pneumonia, which are killing people that are being called to COVID-19, all of which has been 100% proven by your own government, yet it's a number that they disagree with on how much it is. See, we can say 95% false positives because Dr. Scoglio, PhD, did a test live in front of everybody and showed you that a Kiwi tested positive, and a lot of other people did the same, but they'll go, no, it's only 30. I don't know why 30% false positives is even acceptable, but that's what the CDC admits to, as if that's good. So at the very least, 30% of that's not true. But who cares about all that information coming directly from the sources we're supposed to trust, even though we get censored for pointing to them when they say it? They just go, well, it's been shown to be really good because authority says. Didn't you see the news? The news said, so it's been shown to be great. So what does that even mean? So it's been shown to be great. What does that have to do with the side effect that's causing a fraction of people to have this problem? And it's a fraction, but it's more than enough statistically significant to tell people about, number one, which is informed consent, which they're not doing, but also be concerned about the safety. Pull it back. Study it more. Try to change something. You know, this is the idea that we're saying, the COVID-19 argument, that, well, it may not kill everybody, but it's enough to make it concerning. Well, why does that apply there, but not on the other side? And I don't even agree with that, by the way. Just like everything else, it's hypocritical. That's why they're now no longer counting cases of what they call breakthrough cases, unless they're hospitalized or deaths. Which, by the way, they already said they were doing right when they first came out with the breakthrough case conversation. I don't know why that was breaking news again the other day, but it shows you that they're very clearly ignoring the same thing. So if this is COVID-19, why does it not concern them that it happens on the other side of the vaccine, even though it's happening and they can still spread it, but it matters when it's on the other side of the vaccine, right? Why is one less dangerous than the other? It's again, illogical, doesn't make sense. But don't worry, they've been shown to do good things, says the government. Similar results have also been observed in Israel, because we can trust what they say, which has led to one of the fastest vaccination campaigns in the world, as well as the complete lockdown of their entire society and the loss of any privacy, selling right out to Pfizer. Pfizer itself calling Israel the world's lab. Remember, they gave away their personal information with no qualms, and no one even was asked about it. This was shown and reported by the Israeli media. Quote, overwhelmingly, vaccinated people are showing protection against severe COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, says medical experts at Medin Health Desk when presented with Montagnier's claim. This would likely not happen if ADE were occurring. You see where we're going? Because it is an acute and very serious condition that would cause significant medical harm. This is a doctor telling you that this isn't happening. Why? Because, well, this would likely not happen if this were occurring. So this thing we're seeing now, probably, maybe, likely, so we're guessing, wouldn't be happening if this ADE thing that you say is likely is happening. So therefore, it's not happening. There you go. All done. So it's a guess? Thank you, Medan Health Desk. What the heck is that about? You're telling us that you're guessing completely based on a circumstantial present. And by the way, that circumstance is being reported to you by people who are lying. So we're just going to go, oh, look, because it's doing this thing we're being told it's doing, haven't proven that. Showing protection against severe COVID. No, it hasn't. Very clearly, their own data says it only reduces mild to moderate symptoms, not even severe. And they have then backed this up with recent information. We've already talked about this. They're just regurgitating the claims they've made from the beginning. Safe and effective, severe hospitalization, whatever they keep saying, 95%, even though they brought that down since then. It's like Biden saying 62% vaccinated, or then they say 49%, then they say 52%, and it's all over the map. Who cares? Just say it's over 50% and we're happy. We'll lie to you. If it were happening, we don't know what, this is a new event with a new style of vaccine. We don't know what the end result would be. So guessing isn't what we should do. But when we theorize about what it could do on the other side, we fake news, misinformation. But when they do it the same way into their own narrative, well, it's totally acceptable, right? Well, the verdict is false. Understand, regardless of how they play this game in the discussion, the false verdict is about no evidence. This can happen. And it says, it's weird, blank at the bottom, unable to find any instance where he says the cited quote. Again, that's not what the title's even asking. His actual comment about ADE is inaccurate, which is, again, the main point. So they're saying, regardless, what he says about this, that ADE can hurt you after the vaccine, is not true and does not reflect real-world evidence. Okay, so now that we've squirmed through this horrific, disgusting fact check that's completely off the map wrong, let's go through what we can find. Now, there's a lot out there that will tell you that there's no evidence, there's no evidence, there's no evidence. Now, I've gone through, I'm not going to show you all of them because they all say the same thing. Do your due diligence. You'll see them from top to bottom. I'll show you just a list of the search and some of the things we'll pull up. But if there's no evidence, well, then this, first of all, wouldn't happen. Now, they even point to this in the article. Now, by the way, this would count as evidence too, but this is not even, this is the first part. This is the one that matters, the one that I've shown you before. But let's start here. Antibody-dependent enhancement in SARS-CoV-2 vaccines and therapies. This is September 2020. September 2020, way before any of this stuff was written about it not being possible. Data from the study of SARS-CoV, now this is the SARS, not COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2. Data from studies of SARS-CoV and other respiratory viruses suggest that anti-SARS-CoV-2 antibodies, right, which is what we're talking about in these injections, creating those things, could exacerbate COVID-19 through antibody-dependent enhancement. So that's simple. This is just an estimation. They're simply saying that if you create a situation where you're creating antibodies with a vaccine, that could cause this problem. Now, understand, to skim through some of the stuff they say in the whole article here, there's a lot of interesting stuff about SARS first and how what they saw. And that's why in this started about people going, well, there was a big problem with MERS, with SARS. We saw people die with dengue fever. We saw all sorts of problems. That alone is not enough to say that this is happening, but it suggests that it's possible, right? Which is what they're saying. That, fair enough, that's possible. But it's interesting how it's happening and how closely tied these things are, just to start this discussion off. But the point is that even the virus itself you can discuss could cause something like this. Like, let's say you have, I don't want to get off on a far part. Now, on a far different discussion, I want to try to keep this short. See, that's what I'm trying to remember today. Short, Ryan, short, not a 4-hour show. So, previous respiratory synactical virus and dengue fever vaccine studies revealed human clinical safety risks related to ADE. Again, this is SARS. And MERS, for that matter, resulting in failed vaccine trials. That's what RFK Jr.'s talked about. That's what a lot of people have pointed out, that this has failed and failed and failed. Maybe it's failing again now, and that's not what we're being told. Here, we describe key ADE mechanisms and discuss mitigation strategies for SARS-CoV-2 vaccines and therapies in development. Now, again, it's worth reading. This is an interesting article about how these things work in regard to how they work during these other issues and what that means and how, it's worth reading. It's educational. I don't know why this is freezing on me. Here we go. Make sure you guys can still see me. Okay, good. All right. So risk of ERD, which I was just reading about this a second ago. Hold on. I just want to make sure I say it correctly for you. Vaccines with a high theoretical risk of inducing path. Where is it? Let's go back here. It's basically related to the same exact discussion we're having. So here it is. Okay, that's right. Oh, so it's right there. So I'll just, of course, maybe that's why I highlighted it, Ryan. You're ahead of yourself. Safety concerns for SARS-CoV-2 vaccines were initially fueled. And this is important. And because it's even mentioned before, as if this hasn't happened. And this is, again, SARS-CoV-2. We're talking the CoV-2 into COVID-19. Discussion. Safety concerns about SARS-CoV-2 vaccines. So Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, AstraZeneca, all of them were initially fueled by mouse studies that showed enhanced immunopathology, or ERD. So I guess that's the acronym, or the, standing for immunopathology, or enhanced immunopathology, in animals vaccinated with SARS-CoV following viral challenge. So it's interesting. So this is basically, you're showing that the study suggested this was something that could happen specifically in animals, specifically vaccinated with SARS-CoV following viral challenges. Interesting. Now, going again, this isn't the bombshell. This is just the earlier part that was showing that this is something we should be concerned about. The follow-up is what's most important. Should it occur, ERD caused by human vaccines will first be observed in larger phase two and or phase three efficacy trials. Well, what do you know? You mean the things that were completely skipped through? And no matter what anybody tries to say, this is completely verifiable. 2 years of safety information. It was jammed into a few months, 2 months, I think I understand. We talked, look at where we are. We have not gone through 2 years since these things started. So these things were rushed. Remember, 10 years of technological research does not rush safety trials. That there's no rushing because you're technologically advanced in regard to how it works. You still have to test it on people, let time pass. That's what it is. So the point is, what they're telling you is where we would have found out if this was happening was right during the process that they completely skipped through, including the animal trials, which is what RFK Jr. keeps pointing out. So is it possible, or likely even, that they went, this is where we skipped or missed that dangerous thing? Of course it is. Is it even more possible, in my opinion, that this was done so we would not see that, seeing as how they're very aware this is where they found this problem every other time they failed before? Of course, people that want to say conspiracy theory, who they'd never be that nefarious, despite their history of being that nefarious. It's a question we should be asking at the very least. In no way am I saying that's proven. What I'm saying is it possible that they did that as a company so we wouldn't recognize the problem? Historically speaking, and their track record, guys, that's likely, in my opinion. That's more likely. And antibody-based interventions. All right, so this is in September. They're going, this suggests a risk. We haven't proved it, but it suggests a real risk. However, clinical data has not yet fully established a role for ADE in human COVID-19 pathology. And at this point, they hadn't. Going forward, it will be crucial to evaluate animal and clinical data sets for signs of this, which, in my opinion, they very clearly did not do, including the fact, even more on top of that, or to add to that, the study we'll show you next, explicitly calls that out. They saw it and they are not telling people is what it says. So they did see it even in their truncated so-called safety trials and just didn't tell you. Remember the clip we play about the swine flu, right? Where they didn't tell anybody about the risks because they felt that it was too small to tell you about. Well, that's a choice that we should get to make, isn't it? That's why informed consent is there, and that's why they ignore it. And to balance ADE-related safety risks against intervention of efficacy if clinical ADE is observed. You see, there's an issue. That because what they're saying there is if you do say, oh, it is there, suddenly that changes the whole risk-benefit profile, doesn't it? Suddenly these things are maybe not as the benefits outweigh the risks scenario anymore, right? Clearly, this changes things. Maybe that's why it was kept quiet. Because here's what happened next. Jumping over to October 2020. Which is when this first was put out, just printed, this is just the beginning of this, informed consent disclosure to vaccine trial subjects of risk of COVID-19 vaccines worsening clinical disease. Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Pharmacology, NYU, Division of Comparative Pathology, Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, Tulane University School of Medicine, Tulane National Primate Research Center, you know, a classic grouping of anti-science conspiracy theorists, classic, right? As always, doesn't matter where you went to school or how long you've been studying. If you say the wrong things, of course, what an obvious conspiracy theorist, right? Trust the science until they say what we don't like, and then you don't trust that science. That's not science anymore because we don't trust it. You see, it works perfectly. But this is October 2020. Just remember, this fact check is written on May 26th, 2021, saying there's no evidence like this. Well, let's look at it. Apparently, this doesn't exist, according to Reuters. Aim of the study. And I've read over this 1,000 times, but let's go through it in depth, like I did the first time. Aim of the study was to determine if sufficient literature exists to require clinicians to disclose the specific risk that COVID-19 vaccines could worsen disease upon exposure to challenge or circulating virus. Right? So they went through everything. That's what's important. And this is posted on the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health, and they went through all the information to find if there was enough data to suggest this is a problem. Now the results: COVID-19 vaccines designed to elicit neutralizing antibodies, which is what we just talked about, may sensitize vaccine recipients to more severe disease than if they were not vaccinated. Now, when they say may, because of their conclusion, that's what they're saying is just might not happen to everybody, but it seems very clear by their conclusion that this is severe. as they say, significant. It's very clearly happening. And it could affect you. It may affect you by taking this injection. And the point is that you may have a more severe reaction, possibly death. Don't you think we have a right to know that? It says these vaccines suggest a serious mechanistic concern that vaccines designed empirically using traditional approach consisting of unmodified or minimally modified vaccine or coronavirus viral spike to elicit neutralizing antibodies, be they composed of protein, viral vector, DNA, or RNA, so the whole shebang, every possible one we're talking about here, and irrespective of the delivery method, right? So but basically, it boils down to the spike protein, it seems, my opinion. But regardless of how it gets there, the bottom line is these are being shown to, if depending on, you know, the percentage of how many people it's happening to, may worsen COVID-19 disease via antibody-dependent enhancement. It's right there. ADE. Does this not count as evidence? Is this not science? The risk of sufficiently, now this is the craziest part to me. This risk they're discussing is sufficiently obscured. Now understand, obscured. This is not random, not discovered or known about. Oh, okay, well, I guess that's crazy. I would have said, see, and here you go. This is exactly how we perceive words in our mind with certain back definitions to them. I would have argued obscured was more specifically like an attentional thing. Apparently not by the definition. In any case, the point is, just again, dig into that a second. The point is we need to think about our perception is not always correct. That's important to think about. Even on things we think we know could turn out to be wrong, right? Question ourselves, question everything. This risk is sufficiently obscured in clinical trial protocols and consent forms for ongoing COVID-19 vaccine trials that adequate patient comprehension of the risk is unlikely to occur, obviating true and informed consent by subjects in these trials, which is, by the way, a very serious thing. It's criminal. They've done it many times before. We've shown you the clip. Maybe I'll play it on the way out, the swine flu clip. So they obscured this in the trials. You understand they know about this. This is very clear. This is a big deal. They know this is here. The NIH knows this is here. The government, the CDC, they know this is here. And they just kept it quiet. Sufficiently obscured the information from anything you could see. Here's the conclusion. The specific and significant. Now, as I always point out, they are very deliberate with their words and the terminology in these studies. That's why they tend to say may do this or could do that. Or even when they have like an unbelievably obvious finding, they tend to make it kind of not unequivocal. But here they are saying unequivocally, this specific and significant risk of ADE, specific and significant, should have been, meaning they should have already done it and they haven't, and should be prominently and independently disclosed to research subjects in trials, as well as those being recruited for those trials, and future patients after either, in this case, the approval, which didn't come, or the urgent emergency authorization. See, here's the interesting part. They don't list that. You know why? Because you're either an approved vaccine taker or you're in a trial, right? That's the reality. And we're currently in an emergency authorized trial that's happening in the world. Clearly, that's my opinion, but I think it's pretty obvious to see how that's working out based on the reality that I'll get to the experimental part in a minute when I point out people making fun of how that's such a stupid thing to say, how stupidly obvious it is that all of these things are investigational experimental vaccines based on their own company statements. But fact checkers, you know how that goes. But it should have been told. The specific significant risk of antibody-dependent enhancement should have been and should be prominently and independently disclosed to everybody interacting with this injection in order to meet the medical ethics standards of patient comprehension of informed consent. That is absolutely slam dunk finding. Now, again, just we should consider the fact that maybe they're wrong. We should consider the fact that maybe they're misled. I mean, that's always the case. I would say that about stuff that I find is telling and stuff that I disagree with. The point is it very clearly can be. They'll never, that's when they say trust the science. They don't want you to think like that. They want you to think that you should trust it blindly because they tell you that's the truth. This is kindergarten stuff, guys. This is how this goes. But here it is. Very, very clear. Now, this is from the same site. I just want to point a quick thing out to you. Here's the frequently asked questions about this site. I just want to point this out that in general, what it says, the NIH public access policy ensures that public access has access to the published results of NIH-funded research. It requires scientists to submit final peer-reviewed journal manuscripts that arise from NIH funds to PMC upon acceptance for publication. The policy requires that these final peer-reviewed manuscripts be accessible to the public on PMC to help advance science and improve health, human health. Right. So just, we're talking about peer-reviewed science in general. And here is the interesting part is that on March 2021, this was reconfirmed on PubMed. And it says, and it was always on here, December 4th, looks like it went on there. Now it's re-established as March 2021. The point being, there's no way they don't know this is here. This is the same study, the same one, just on PubMed. Very clear, saying the same thing, specific and significant COVID-19 risk of antibody-dependent enhancement. So obviously the reality is this is evidence. In fact, I find this to be pretty solid proof. If you take, you know, if assuming that their study findings are correct, I mean, that's obviously I don't have it in front of me, but that's why we should be question everything, be show discernment, question it, make sure we stand back. But the reality is they found that and they feel pretty certain about it. And even more so, they didn't come out and go fake, anti-science, they're wrong. They just shoved it in a corner and never talked about it. That's incredible to me. And here we get to the even crazier part about, I think this was something for me earlier. All of them across the board are acting like that doesn't exist at all. But here is even more confirmation about how this is there and exists and is actually a big deal. Here's a rapid response we pointed out from British Medical Journal. This is a nurse saying, and she's responding to this, which we've talked about already. Will COVID-19 vaccines save lives? Current trials aren't designed to tell us. Here's this. I'll include it again for you to read. I'm not going to go through this necessarily today, but this is very important. I've gone through this more than once. This is Peter Doshi, which we talked about. Doctor, he's telling you very clearly. Oh, excuse me. Maybe Peter wasn't the doctor. It's associate editor. I think he was a doctor. In any case, read it for yourself. The point is that this is a very sound argument with lots of documentation that's walking you through exactly what this says. That the trials, as I keep telling you, were not even designed to tell you if these things would keep you safe, stop transmission. They could have found out. They didn't. They chose not to. It's very clear. So all these doctors and people, fact checkers out there telling you that's every safe and effective and everything was done properly, they're just repeating the mantra. They're just reading off their talking points. This is very clear. And this is, I'm not saying because this person says it. Look at the source material. Look at the actual documentation Peter's using to make his points, right? This is the problem, is that people trust what they're being told by the authority instead of looking at what the authority is saying and asking, is that actually what happened? I was having an interesting conversation today about something on Fox News, and that, you know, that people will read what something somebody said, let's say, or even from CNN, whatever, mainstream media, and they read it and they say, oh my gosh, that was just what they said, and they share it. It's like, okay, even though it's a kind of an unimportant thing, a emotional outrage story of the day, trying to get, you know, but the point is, did you stop right then and take a step back and search to see maybe if that was more context to that, or if it was taken out of context, or if that was even actually completely false, or if it was, because that happens all the time. But no, people just share it because they've decided at some level that if certain places, and look, to be honest, I bet you plenty of you do it with my stuff. And I would argue that's not what you should do. You should be checking me just the same. Now, look, I do it sometimes too. We all do it, whether you're busy or you're lazy or whatever. But the reality is, whether I do it, you do it, anybody does it, it's wrong. And we should be fact checking. I shouldn't even use that. I don't know why. It's not like fact-checking is not a real thing. We should be checking the information, is how I should say that. We should be doing our due diligence about every single thing we look at, whether it's about a statement of a politician or anything, because everything today is being deceived. Anyway, I just really hope you'll read this through again, because this just is such an important discussion about why these trials were like designed to fail. But this is a response to that. October 30th, 2020. So look, October 30th, right? So, that's right. So here it is on the first came out here, October 28, 2020, right? So on October 30th, this nurse comes out and goes, look at this. This is serious and important. And you guys aren't talking about it. 2 days later. And yet the fact checkers can't find it. This rant single person online, because it's easy to find. What she says is a newly published article in quote, informed consent disclosure to vaccine, the one we just read, reports on a study to determine whether or not the sufficient literature exists to find out if this is happening. What we just told you, the authors, of course, conclude that it did. And they read off exactly what I just read to you. And it says, along with an inability to prove a reduction in the likelihood of severe illness and hospitalization and prevent infection in interrupting transmission, et cetera, the current trials may also be failing, falling afoul of what constitutes informed consent from trial participants in failing to disclose a specific and significant COVID-19 risk of antibody-dependent enhancement. Now, realize when they frame it like that, this is because it involves both those things. This is because of the injection and the wild virus, right? That's the argument. That's why it's COVID-19 risk of antibody-dependent enhancement, because the risk, what they're arguing anyway, is that the risk is there for COVID-19. But when you get the injection, then suddenly that COVID-19 that's still there that they're arguing is even worse. So it is still a risk of COVID-19 antibody-dependent enhancement, but it's because of the injection. I should have said that in the beginning. But it says the fact that COVID-19 vaccines could worsen disease when exposed to challenge or circulating virus is something that every individual should be aware of before consenting to vaccination. It will be interesting to see if this comes to pass. Spoiler alert, it didn't. Nobody said a word about it except people like me and her. Nobody said anything. The mainstream media didn't talk about it. You know, the trust the science bleeders didn't talk about it. Nobody said a word about it, even though it's coming from all the reputable places. Well, a simple search for antibody-dependent enhancement COVID vaccine will, of course, shocker, give you 1,000 things in a row that all convince you not true. Just endless. And by the way, what's funny is it's like literally one after the, it's right, everything in the same. We did it, the next person does it, the next article, they all come out dutifully and say, fake, no evidence, across the board. I'll show you a couple of them. But first, I want to show you that if you just simply put in antibody-dependent enhancement, informed consent, well, what do you know? It pops up multiple versions of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right. So Reuters couldn't figure this out? Really? USA Today couldn't figure this out? Science couldn't figure this out. MedPage Today couldn't figure this out, right? Are we really pretending that they just couldn't figure this out? Obviously, I think a lot of them don't care. I think a lot of them don't know any better. And some of them are probably just involved in some kind of deceptive action, some kind of effort to deceive you. But look, at some level, I do think, and I think it's important to point out that some of these people are just actually believing what they're saying. I mean, look at it this way. And by the way, I'm saying that because I just can't know for sure what they think. But look at it this way. Hypothetically speaking, what if I'm completely wrong about everything I'm saying? Which is, by the way, why I'm not saying this is the case that we all know for sure. I'm telling you to think for yourself, do your research and come to your own conclusions. But let's just say I'm completely wrong. The point is that I am arguing this stuff from a point of where I believe that I'm not. That can happen. And the point is that the people can believe what they're saying and they can push it and they can argue for it. But the reality is on this other side of the argument, there's a lot of people that are doing so in a very like absolutist mindset. That there's no way, like Fauci saying, if you argue against me, you're arguing against science. It's like that kind of mindset. And that's ignorance. Oh, and that's, you know, that's what I was going to say in the beginning now that I remember it. Oh, like you guys could see me the whole time. I didn't realize that. Hold on. Here we are. Now, what I was going to say in the beginning, that's important. Is I think this, I mean, I don't need to say this, and I'm only saying this because of some comments that were recently made, but everybody out there should know quite clearly that I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I make that clear all the time. I am just an average individual, which is literally like my entire premise for what I do, that has chosen to stand up and take control of something or, you know, report about things that nobody seems to be reporting on. And this happened long before COVID-19. This was more about cannabis at the time, foreign policy, and just seeing that the mainstream media were just failing us. Somebody's got to do something, right? So I stood up and started doing something. Now, from the very beginning, I've always stated, look, I'm going to provide information. Of course, I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm just going to robotically read what you're told. I'm going to tell you what I think about it, the context of why I think things fit together. That's why you watch this show. But never am I telling you that I know for sure, I'm the expert, I know more than anybody, I'm making, you know, it's just, this is the kind of perception that some of these people have. And I argue it's very slim, and the vast majority of people out there recognize that I'm like, I'm killing myself to be objective, which doesn't mean I always am. We all do it. But what's the reality should be that everything I do is about bringing things to you for you to research. There's plenty of times where I get things wrong. I miss something, or I mispronounce a word, or God knows what else. But my intentions are there to bring it to you so you can research it. But this just drives people crazy that want to be, you know, what credentials do you have to what? To show evidence and let people think about it? Like, think how dumb that argument is, right? But there's a lot of people like that, you know? But anyway, going back to this, sorry, it was the half screen like that. I guess it's not that much smaller. Anyway, let's keep going. So you'd find all these, like I said, if you just simply did a quick search, which apparently they didn't do. But let's, this is, now this is, we're going to end it right here. So we won't see under an hour at the very least. I'm going to rattle off some of these last ones to show you what they are saying today. No evidence. Which, by the way, I hope that's very clear. This is obviously evidence. And in fact, very, very solid, sound research from very highly credentialed people finding that there's evidence for this, but no evidence that COVID-19 vaccines cause more severe disease. Antibody dependent enhancement, exactly, has not been observed in clinical trials. Has not been observed. Now, first of all, they're making two claims here. One, that there's no evidence this even exists, which is why this is what I'm showing you this. Because if all they said was hasn't been observed in the trials, well, they could argue that because they wouldn't tell you this was observed. They keep these trials have been rushed and all sorts of other things, but they're telling you it doesn't exist. Claim these vaccines will cause more severe disease through ADE. They're saying unsupported. November 21st. Okay. So this is a fact check group. Health feedback. They're fact checking this. So in their fact check, don't you think that would include looking at all perspectives and different arguments and, you know, scientific research on this exact topic? Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you? But in November, meaning months or a month at the very least after this came out, they didn't care or didn't find it or didn't look. So health feedback should be the last place you go to look for information. They say clinical trials so far have not shown this happening. Nope. Incorrect. Oh, and oh, you know what? I take that back even because my argument was being, was saying that this is happening in a general sense. But again, just so this, so we're specific about it, this is in fact in trial subjects, right? So they did find this in trial subjects and they're looking at the data from the vaccine companies and telling you this is a concerning thing. And so they lied in two, they lied twice. Now just think about how ignorant that is. Like, did they really not look? This is the only thing you'll find, at least these two basically are the two main things you'll find around this topic. So let's be honest. They didn't even look for it or they didn't care to see it when they found it. Here's PubMed even, November 2020. So it's on PubMed where they have the evidence, right? It's right there. So here's PubMed from somebody else. Should we fear ADE? And this is from Scott Halstead and Lee. Let's look at their affiliations. Berkeley, California, but generally Berkeley in general, California in general, and they're infectious disease. That's what they do. Okay. So it says, might COVID-19 vaccines sensitize humans to ADE breakthrough infections? Of course, on, you know, yeah, breakthrough, right? This is unlikely. I'll leave it alone. This is unlikely because coronavirus diseases in humans lack clinical, epidemiological, biological, or pathological attributes of ADE disease. And exemplified by dengue fever. Right. Okay. So again, so look, this is November 2020. This is after the studies come out. The evidence is there. And their argument is simply that, well, it's different. And it, let's put it, it's unlikely, meaning it's possible, but unlikely as in their opinion, simply because coronavirus diseases in humans lack the attributes that they list off that we saw in the past examples. Right. So it's not like it happened in a different way. Of course not. Just because it's not exactly like the dengue fever situation, it's most likely not going to happen. This is the epitome of this kind of science we see today. It's guessing with a credential. That's what it is. Which, by the way, a credentialed person should be able to guess, but it should be labeled as such. We're guessing blindly at what we think probably won't happen. But then we could go, but here's more science that says it's very significant and severe, right? Nope, not included. They're going, nah, probably not going to happen because it didn't happen before. Nah, and it's not like we have different vaccine technology and completely different circumstances and different diseases, but yeah, nah, not going to happen. Here's science. Science Transitional Medicine, or specifically sciencemag.org, in the pipeline. Antibody-dependent enhancement and COVID vaccines or coronavirus vaccines, February 12th, 2021. So now we are months past that science being out there. Here's what it says. The short answer when they say, is there any sign of it? Right? So that's an interesting way to put it. Is there any sign? Clearly there is. We just showed you. Well, the short answer, they did not. They are not, meaning not happening. He says, and no cases of more severe disease were seen. Really? I've gone back through the reported preclinical studies and I don't think I've missed one. And what I'm seeing is not a single case of ADE for any of them. Seriously? This, I hope you out there, this is including all of the actual information, the references and the things you can look at for yourself, the actual data from the trials that show you what they're pointing at and why they say it's a specific, specific and significant risk here he is. But he, listen to this guy. He went through all of them and I don't think I missed one. Well, that sounds solid, doesn't it? And I'm not seeing a single case. Well, you either didn't look or you ignored it. How ridiculous is that? If something like that had shown up, it would have immediately released a bucket of ClinDev and regulatory sand in the gear. Oh, would it have? Or they would have ignored it, hidden it, lied about it, like they've done a lot of times before. But see, this is the blind faith in authority. His argument is, well, if it would have happened, well, they would have stopped, obviously. No, not obviously. Obviously, they do the opposite of that throughout history. But these people are trusting of their own. They're high on their own opinion of their own field. They believe we're all so smart and all so ahead of it. This is wrong. Some of them are, and some of them are fantastic. Some of them are completely sinister and bought off. Here we are staring at a lie or ignorance. Your choice, because it's right there. It's right in front of us, and it is stated from the trial information. Here's another one. MedPage Today from March 16th. Now we're getting on a year. We're plenty of months past. Now it says, why ADE hasn't been a problem. Interesting. So far, there have been no reports. Oh, apparently there's no reports, despite the reports that scientific research found from highly credentialed doctors. Apparently there's no reports, though, because they did their due diligence and and that translates to blindly trusting what the authority said. They may actually believe that. Here's Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, antibody-dependent enhancement and vaccines. Summing it up, bottom line, what do you think? Today's routinely recommended vaccines do not cause ADE. Well, by the way, that's not true. I've seen examples, and they're talking about everything else other than COVID-19. That's a different conversation, but there's plenty of examples of that too. But guess what? It's probably being suppressed. If they did, here's the interesting part, just like the last one. Well, those described above, they would be removed from you, of course. If they did, well, they'd be removed because that's what they would do because they trust. They're all righteous, you know, this is so funny. How can you possibly argue that simply, if they were dangerous, they would be removed because everyone all the time does what they're supposed to, no matter what? What about any number of things that were continued to be used, even though we proved they knew they were dangerous? From Pfizer? From J&J? Baby powder, anyone? Like, these people are childishly ridiculous. No, it wouldn't just be removed because it's bad. They would hide it. They would try to change it. They would try and lie about it until they were forced to. And then they would probably blame it on somebody else. And then maybe it'd be removed. They'd probably just outsource it to Africa, which is what they tend to do, knowing that it's causing problems. That's happened more than once. But here we are. This hospital's going, they did trust, blind faith. And then it says, of course, neither COVID-19 disease nor the new COVID-19 vaccines have shown evidence of causing this. Fake. This is fake news. This is medical misinformation. Here is a doctor telling you something else. A doctor from the same hospital on February 10th from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia telling you things that aren't true.
There are a number of reasons why it's unlikely.
Let's see if I, that should be loud enough.
To happen. Very unlikely to happen. First of all, is if you're infected with human coronavirus, and there are four different types of human coronavirus, and then you're infected with a second different type of human coronavirus, you don't have that phenomenon of so-called antibody-dependent enhancement where you have a much worse second infection than first infection.
Now, I don't know why that's an absolute. He's just simply broadly stating that it just doesn't happen with corona. We just showed you that it can. And by the way, there's been examples of this in past coronaviruses. That's what's so ridiculous. We already talked about this in vaccines in the past. But all in the context of this current situation, they just push it off to the side and go, nah, not possible.
Secondly, when you look at people, and these were studies done in the early 1990s that were experimentally challenged with human coronavirus and then challenged again with human coronavirus, under the experimental conditions, also, you never saw antibody-dependent enhancement.
So by not seeing it in past experiments does not then therefore mean it can't happen. Now, he's not saying 100% won't happen, but it's just this is the kind of mindset, even though we have scientific studies that have shown that it is happening. So when you have science that's showing you they found it very significantly, and all you can lean into is, well, past stuff shows it's not likely, so we're going to ignore that. Does that sound like an honest decision?
Third, if you look at animals who are infected with SARS-CoV-2 virus, experimental animals, and then experimentally infected again with SARS-CoV-2 virus, there's not antibody-dependent enhancement. And similarly, if you look at animals that are given a SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, and then challenge with the natural virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus. They too don't develop antibody-dependent enhancement.
Except that's exactly. In fact, we just talked about the studies where they saw that happening in mice. So that's an interesting statement.
And then lastly, and then finally, with people who are infected with SARS-CoV-2, when they are given antibodies, so-called convalescent plasma, directed against SARS-CoV-2, they too don't develop antibody-dependent enhancement. So I think the concerns that were raised by what happened.
All of these arguments, though, are based on what's being reported to us by public, or, you know, officials, or whether we're talking, you know, just Red Cross, you know, FDA, CDC, different groups and different angles is all this information. It is suspect, in my opinion. Doesn't mean you should just say it's all false, but you're talking about groups that have, I mean, look at what happened with the Red Cross and the convalescent plasma, where they came out and said, you cannot donate convalescent plasma after having the vaccine. I've showed it to you right on the website, very clearly, despite the fact check saying it wasn't true. It was right on their website. I even have it archived still. But then they changed that and said, well, no, we have enough blood and we're done doing it, so don't worry about it, which is interesting. Because I've never heard anybody say, don't worry, don't donate blood, we're good. That's strange to me. But the reality is there was an issue there. So, and remember, this is the spike protein discussion. We showed you the study of 11 out of 13 people who were tested had spike protein in their blood system and up to within an hour after being injected, showing you that it doesn't stay just in the injection site. Very clearly. And that's the point is then goes into the science from like the Salk Institute and plenty of others, finding very clearly that the spike protein alone is what can cause disease. I happen to have it up right there. But the spike protein alone was enough to cause disease. So the point is that having this happen can very clearly lead to all sorts of things. Now, antibody-dependent enhancement, could that be one of them? The point is to just dismiss this as absolutely not possible is kind of ridiculous to me, the way that this is going. And I find it to be disingenuous at the very least. Here is British Columbia, immunized BC. Do mRNA vaccines cause ADE? Again, finally, when people with COVID-19 received plasma containing SARS-CoV-2 antibodies, they did not experience enhanced disease. Really, it says they list a bunch of reasons, but it says ADE is not expected to be a concern. Now, that is probably the most honest answer, even though it's really not, out of everything I've seen so far. Expected to be, because you could argue that just we expected it not to be, but it turned out to be, as opposed to saying it's not. But by the way, on February 5th, 2021, which means they had the science in front of them, that says that not only was it significant and specific, but that it was being obscured and that they needed to tell people quickly. But we don't think it's going to happen, though, because we just ignored that. We don't like what it says. Well, here's one that I think is important to talk about to wrap this up finally. Somebody who I've pointed in the past, who has arguably, you know, changed his direction in different things, where saying smugly in the past that these are this fake news and these guys are ridiculous, and then coming around to change it based on something new that came out. Why? Well, because the authority figure said it was allowed to be talked about, like the mass discussion or whatever we're talking about today. Now, in this case, the video itself is about antibody-dependent enhancement and the frontline doctors saying that this is possible. Now, gee, do you think you maybe know what he's going to say based on the smug look on his face in regard to the picture we're looking at? I mean, this is meant to drive in a certain direction. But do I know for sure that he doesn't know what I'm talking about today is there? I have no idea. Maybe he didn't look. Maybe he missed it. Like, even consider the reality that maybe there's a lot of people that probably want to find this stuff that just don't because of how aggressively controlled our information is in this country today, in the world, for that matter. That's the direction that everything's going, making it even harder. That when you search for something, you get exactly what they want you to see and not exactly what's fully there. I've shown you this in regard to searching for specific titles, like exactly verbatim titles of something that just doesn't show up, even though it's clearly there. So they're choosing to say, well, we don't like that site or we don't think it's relevant, so we're just not going to show you the result. That's not how the internet's supposed to work in regard to searching, but that's how it happens today. So it's possible that he just didn't find it. I don't think that, my opinion, probably not. Because of how obviously it is popping up right here, in fact. But here's what was said. Actually, I think I have, let's do this. Let's grab the video itself.
Antibody-dependent enhancement.
So this video, I'm only going to show you a couple quick parts. It's just the same concept where it's disparaging, it's dismissing, it's dismissive, without really going through the full picture, in my opinion, especially because these things are not being talked about, or the fact that this stuff is, we're talking about this discussion as if it's completely ridiculous. There's no evidence for it.
DE? And could it be that it makes the vaccine for coronavirus more dangerous than not being vaccinated at all? Well, this is the claim made by Dr. Simone Gold, who was made famous during her speech at the, you know, Supreme Court steps over the summer for America's frontline docs. She was just arrested yesterday, by the way, for her participation, alleged participation in the Capitol riots. But before that, she put out a video that.
So I don't know why. I think this video is freezing on me. Let me pull it back real quick. I'm sure, I think you guys can hear it, but I don't think it's playing properly. I'll just make a point since I pulled it back, and this is going to be the end of it right here as we get through these last two clips. Why even include something like that, right? What is her being arrested in regard to being present at something that a lot of people were present at that were just simply reporting, covering, present because there was something going on? Just the vast majority of people there were not involved in anything. Right. That's very clear. And so what's interesting is what does her being present there or arrested for being present there have to do with dismissing antibody dependent enhancement? Well, I'll tell you what it is, because if you disparage the person off the bat and make sure you understand this is not someone to be trusted, well, then when she says something, well, then it's immediately fake news. Right. That's the sidestep. Or the bottom line is her being arrested has nothing to do with her statement being false or true. But clearly, it matters to him to point out things just like that, which I take issue with. I don't know why this video is acting funny.
Referred to the experimental coronavirus vaccines, the new mRNA vaccinations, and spreading.
1 second. Let me just remove it real quick and try again. God darn it. There we go. I thought I just froze entirely.
What is antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, and could it be that it makes the vaccine for coronavirus more dangerous than not being vaccinated at all? Well, this is the claim made by Dr. Simone Gold, who was made famous during her speech at the, you know, Supreme Court steps over the summer for America's frontline docs. She was just arrested yesterday, by the way, for her participation, alleged participation in the Capitol riots. But before that, she put out a video that referred to the experimental coronavirus vaccines, the new mRNA vaccinations, and spreading statement that antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, makes this vaccine dangerous. You shouldn't take it. It's experimental, et cetera. So let's talk about that.
Dang it. The only reason I wanted you to see this, okay, well, let's just go back to the... This, I don't know why this is always driving me crazy. Here's the point. I just want to show you the first part and what he says about the experimental, and then we can jump to his argument about this, but you could just, his body language matters.
So what is antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, and could it be that it makes the vaccine for coronavirus more dangerous than not being vaccinated at all? Well, this is the claim made by Dr. Simone Gold, who was made famous during her speech at the, you know, Supreme Court steps over the summer for America's frontline docs. She was just arrested yesterday, by the way, for her participation, alleged participation in the Capitol riots. But before that, she put out a video that referred to the experimental coronavirus vaccines, the new mRNA vaccinations, and spreading statement that antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, makes this vaccine dangerous. You shouldn't take it. It's experimental, et cetera. So let's talk.
Okay. Well, first of all, this is what's so silly about this. I've shown you this 1,000 times. I've shown you 3 other documents about J&J, everything else. This is experimental. That's not a secret. The NIH calls it experimental on January 12, 2021, experimental in regard to the Moderna vaccine, as well as the fact that their own companies call them experimental, investigational. And by definition, they are, because they're unapproved and still being tested. But for crying out loud, this guy, someone like to put it in air quotes and pretend like she's calling it that and that's ridiculous, shows you, I mean, this at the very least should speak to his ability to research, or maybe that he's lying to you. And I'm not saying I know any of that stuff, but how can you pretend it's not experimental when it's exactly cited just like that by the companies, NIH, and numerous other examples, right? If you care to look at the other ones, look at my past discussions about this. J&J is called experimental. We're not even talking mRNA here. These are experimental injections that are still being studied. So I take issue with the fact that he tries to pretend like they're not. I think that was all I was going to say on this first part.
Talk about that. What is...
Okay, yeah. Here's what I want to get into.
That's what Simone Gold and others have said. This is what the new mRNA vaccines are doing. Well, it turns out they're completely wrong.
Ah, they're wrong, are they?
And here's why. Here's why these vaccines are not only safe, they're highly effective.
Ah.
They don't seem to cause antibody-dependent enhancement.
So he's already arguing that they're safe and very effective, despite the fact that they've only been shown to reduce mild to moderate symptoms, according to the companies themselves, the research itself, and the fact that that is, first of all, not in any way effective, because we're talking about transmission that can still happen. You can still get severely sick. This is very clear. That's what they've stated. As well as the fact that you're driving into the fact that it can't cause antibody-dependent enhancement. How can you make that argument if scientific research around this topic has already shown to not only say that it can happen, but it's significant? Ask yourself that. How do you miss that? This individual frames himself as a fact checker. So all these fact checkers that are coming out and going fake news are either lying or missing the information. I leave it up to you to decide.
No matter what misinformation you're seeing circulating around.
Right. And he's talking about things like this. Right. So this is misinformation because I'm pointing to science that's saying exactly what he says doesn't exist, that the evidence doesn't exist, that it's not possible in the trial subjects themselves. But he would call this fake news.
Is antibody dependent enhancement. This is something we've been talking about on this show since the beginning of the pandemic with Dr. Peter Hotez.
Yeah. If you want to watch the rest of this, feel free. Oh, wait, that's not right. Sorry.
When you actually do the studies, right? There's a few circumstantial pieces of information that tell you that antibody-dependent enhancement is unlikely. First of all, giving convalescent plasma. So
he's rattling off the points we showed you over here. Which one was it? Oh, right here. You know, just here are the things that make it unlikely. Well, here's the interesting part, though. You can list all those things off all you want. But what's interesting is the scientific studies that came out before that study were, in fact, saying that it's likely. Right? It seems like a likely thing to consider. That's what this study said. Like, we don't know for sure, but it seems based on the evidence. And this, by the way, it's the same evidence they're pointing to, the same things. So all you're doing is looking at a past situation and saying, In the scientific research that we think the past situation suggests a likely possibility this is happening today. And they can look at the same research and go, based on these different points from the same thing, we think it's not likely. So this is how the same information can be framed one way or the other by people with an agenda or people that believe what they're saying for whatever reason. The bottom line is, before this, it seemed like they said it was likely based on research. And then they found that it was, and it was significant. Apparently that doesn't matter though.
Antibodies that have been generated by people who are naturally infected can then be given to people who are now infected as a way to treat the disease. That's called convalescent plasma. Those patients don't get worsening of their disease.
And remember, they said, we can't do that. You won't do that with the vaccinated. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that the spike protein is present, and I believe they know that. It tells you that it's not producing the antibodies that they want, and the real-world data is showing that right now. It tells you that 13 million people in this country, which they list off as the immunocompromised, I think it was something like blood cancer drugs, different things they were taking, which amounts to about 13 million people in this country, will not have a response from this, or are struggling to find if they have any response, was the general idea. That they may, but it's showing to be pretty non-existent. So there's all these different caveats, and we know that you have lasting antibodies potentially for a lifetime from nature, you know, that anti-science rag, as you know, anything that challenges the narrative, right? It's anti-science fake news. Well, they're telling you most for the rest of their lives from the natural. So it shows you how this is progressing. And the reality is that these things are the problem. The natural situation is the part that's not. That's what's so interesting.
These. You would expect that if there was this sort of antibody-dependent enhancement from natural antibodies, at least, that you would end up with that happening in convalescent plasma.
Aha. And here's an interesting point. Now, are we talking about natural antibodies, or are we talking about the vaccine and its unnatural process that's causing this? You see, because if we want to assume that it's just the antibodies and we're ignoring the spike protein part of this, well, that is an obvious oversight. A choice, in my opinion, but I'll leave it there. I want to leave this on the hour, and I think it's important to recognize that this is very clearly there. That's the main point. There's a lot of things I've said here that are, you know, just discussion points that we should be theorizing about, but the bottom line is that there's no evidence they claim that it can't happen, that he says that they're wrong, that they're obviously wrong. Well, they're not, guys. They're not. And nobody wants to talk about this, or the other evidence around this discussion, or the fact that other doctors and nurses are calling it out and saying, clearly there's a problem here. They just ignore it or don't know it's there. This is not what fact checkers should be doing if they're actually being honest and fact checking the information. This is what gatekeepers do, controlling the flow and pretending they're telling you the reality. Now, I'm not arguing that any one of them are that or aware that they're that, but I'm telling you that I can show you the data that's right in front of you. And I'm the conspiracy theorist for arguing that this is something that may happen based on the science. And they're the fact checkers for saying it's totally not happening while ignoring the breadth of the data that I just showed you. It's clown world, guys. It's becoming ridiculous. But as always, don't trust me. Don't listen to what I'm saying blindly. Do your due diligence, research the data, watch his full video, and come to your own conclusions. And tell me if you think that that's there or valid or should be discussed, like all those other scientists and doctors with highly credentialed backgrounds are also saying. It seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it? Well, thank you for being here. I may be getting to more shows today as it goes forward. We'll see, but this is something at least to get out there quickly. Hopefully this shares. An hour is short for us, so hopefully this will get out there pretty well. I love you all for being here. Please continue fighting and keep fighting for the truth and asking questions. I love you all. As always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about trouble and trying to be responsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these stories without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.